Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back. We're celebrating the longest day of the year, at least here in the U.S. Maybe it's that way in London. Maybe it's that way in China. Let's see, South America. Maybe not down under. Got to hear. Hit me up on Twitter, down under. The listeners in Australia, which I know we have millions. Let me know. Is it the longest day? It's got to be the shortest. I'm just guessing. Or anybody that's got a couple of credits in geography, let me know as well. Hey, I want to talk about creating habits today, right now. Actually, it's episode number 3. Are we already at 3 episodes today? Holy moly. We're just getting fired up. Creating a habit. I'm sitting here with my green juice full of kale and water. A little bit of almond milk, but I ran out, so not as much as I normally have. It's the breakfast of champions. Now, look, before you get your freak on and you start, I don't want to look like a guy that just, you know, weighed 6 foot and 120 pounds. No. Not talking about that, okay? I've always said I want the sprinter's body, don't want the marathoner's body. Nothing against my marathoning friends, but I want the Usain Bolt body, okay? I don't want the marathoner body. It just ain't me, man. Just ain't me. Anywho. So, creating a habit. I haven't worked out in 2 weeks. Don't have a good reason why. I guess I could have found time. I was traveling for 3 days. But I did work. Oh, let me tell you something, man. Talking about work. You don't need to go to the gym, especially in the summertime. I had 2 yards of pea gravel delivered to my driveway last Sunday and shoveled that stuff. I've got a little area here, probably, I don't know what it was, maybe 200 square feet to cover. Because my dogs just dig the stuff out, and we tried planting trees and flowers. It's just no go. The dogs run so much over it that it wasn't going to grow anything. So I said, hey, I'll put the weed barrier down over all that stuff. Costs like 10 bucks at Home Depot. That black, you know, felt-like liner goes over your grass. And spray some Roundup here and there, and I covered it all with pea gravel. Now, it looks good now, but let me tell you something. When they delivered that stuff, I was like, oh, wow, I got a shovel. So I got to shovel all that into a wheelbarrow, take the wheelbarrow over to the spot, dump it, rake it all out, and things like that. It was 95 degrees, 8,000% humidity out. It wasn't ideal, but then again, it was because, man, when I got done working that whole afternoon, I felt a sense of accomplishment. Like, I love working outside. Here's what's funny. I don't like being outside. Unless I'm doing something. Like, I can't just sit in a lawn chair and have a conversation. I get antsy. I fidget around. You know, damn near wet my pants. I'm too nervous. I got way too much nervous energy. I got to get moving. I don't even like going to the pool that much because I can't sit. Like, I got to be in the pool. And if I'm not in the pool, I got to go. I can't sit in a lawn chair for an hour and just have a conversation with somebody unless I'm having a beer. If I'm having a beer, different story, but I can't have one. Got to have 20. That's the Father's Day. My buddy Rich. Thank you, Rich, so much. I'm the neighbor that won't leave, okay? Went over, my buddy Rich, the neighbor behind me, was putting together a trampoline. I thought it was great, better you, not me. And he's got his father-in-law there. It's a Father's Day type thing. They're putting it together. So I waited till he got it all together, and I came over and said, hey, man, I see you're putting together a trampoline. Need some help? No, I just finished. Oh, hey, you got a beer? Yeah, sure. So we had a beer there, and here's the thing. You're going to give me another one, I'm there for the night. If it's just one, I'll go. And my wife knows this about me. She knows how embarrassing that is. I'm the neighbor that'll never leave. So Rich, love him, brings out a second beer. Say, hey, man, you want another one? I said, right now, this is on you, dude. I drink the second one, I'm not leaving, you know? Or you can take it back to the fridge and I'll leave. No, hang out. Next thing you know, text the wife. Hey, I'm over at Rich's. They want us to stay for dinner. She said, you're imposing. I said, I don't think so. They got their father-in-law here. They got in-laws, sisters in from out of town. They just had a baby, by the way, a week ago, baby girl. Beautiful baby girl. And But before you know it, all my girls come over. Ange brings Susan over. It's like all the Crowleys are there, six, imposing, having dinner, beer everywhere. It was awesome. So if I'm out just hanging out, yeah, I can do that. But I got to be moving, man. I got to be moving. You don't got to go to the gym. If it's nice out, go for a long walk, do some exercise, gardening. Landscaping is a great workout. But then don't ruin it by going in and shoving the nachos down your face or having a cherry pie or all this bread. Stay away from white bread, sugar, and pasta, man. Those three things. Yeah, the wheat pasta might get you a little bit. That's a little better. The wheat bread, it's a little better. If you got to have the bread, get the Ezekiel frozen bread in the frozen food section. Ezekiel bread. That's the best stuff to get if you got to have the bread, okay? I'm having the kale green smoothie with water and a little bit of almond milk. And I'm still at 195. I was 195 2 weeks ago, even though I haven't really worked out. Why? Because I still stay active, do some lawn work, landscaping, things like that. But I created the habit. And this wasn't easy, but once I did it, I did it. And it was ingrained in me, and I do it all the time. I created the habit of a gallon of water a day and the green smoothie. That's it. And it's a Vitamix 64-ounce blender full of smoothie. So if I only have that and a half gallon of water, I've got my 1 gallon of water in. You see where I'm going with that? When you create the habit, it's like habits are like that old bed in college that we all had. The springs are popping out, or maybe even your first bed you bought when you were 20 years old. The springs maybe are popping out here or there. It's easy to get into. I mean, you're in. It feels like you got poured into that thing. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, my God. I can't. What happens, though? You can't get out. It ain't as easy to get out as it is to get in. And that's habits. Habits are really easy to get into. They're tough to get out of, good and bad. Like, it's once you start working out, your body craves it. When you start walking in the morning, your body craves it. You drink a gallon of water, you wake up dehydrated naturally. Your body is craving water. What do? We go have a diuretic for breakfast. We go suck down a gallon of coffee, and we continue to dehydrate our body. We get a little bit of a headache. Why do you think that is? Because your body is craving water, and we're dehydrating ourselves. You know what you should do? Wake up and have an 8-ounce or 16-ounce glass of water right away, even before you have your coffee. Look, I'm a big coffee guy, so I'm got both hands in the air, guilty, all right? But I still chugged a half a gallon of water before noon and a half gallon of water before 6 at night. That's it. That's all you got to do. The purpose of this podcast right now is to get you creating those good habits, those good, healthy habits. So if you happen to not get to the gym for 2 weeks, it's okay. You already know that you can maintain your weight. You're going to lose a little bit of muscle if you're going to the gym to work out. If you're in going to the gym for cardio and to get in that kind of a shape, that's great too. Just do that outside. Do a little bit of work around the house for 30, 45 minutes a day, an hour a day. Hell, go have 2 yards of pea gravel delivered to your driveway and shovel that into your yard. You know, get the mulch going. I'm edging now. I'm edging my beds this summer. Never edged any beds. Never. Never. My beds look like chia pets. They're growing all over the place. Looks terrible. I'm the only guy in the neighborhood that looks horrible. All right? So I'm edging my beds. What am I doing? Same thing I tell you to do. I'm watching YouTube videos, getting on Instagram, looking at hashtag beds, hashtag edging, hashtag landscaping, checking out all that stuff in there to see what's going on. Get the green smoothie going. And look, kale isn't as good, in my opinion, tasting as spinach is. So I would much rather do spinach in the blender with the almond milk and the water, and throw some fruit in there. You know, you can put some strawberries and blueberries in there, just not a lot of it, just to give it some flavor. Create that habit every single day. I'm telling you, you're going to feel amazing. You're going to feel amazing. Hey, I want to give a plug to all my credit repair friends out there. You want to take your score up close to 60 points in 30 days like I did? Go to creditrepairfast.net. creditrepairfast.net. Check it out, man. It's a great story about Allison, who also raised her score about 200 points in 90 days. I got a video on YouTube on how I did it. It's another habit you're getting into. You can get rid of those derogatory statements on your credit report. You can borrow more at better rates and get rid of that scarlet letter we all walk around with.
Oh, I got a late pay.
Oh, you got that on your credit. Sorry, you got to be declined. Get rid of that, man. creditrepairfast.net. I hope you're having an amazing day. I hope you're enjoying the show. Can you leave some feedback on iTunes so others can find the show? Here's what I need you to do. I need you to go to iTunes and leave a 5-star rating. Search for the Everyday Saturday podcast, just like you are right now listening to it. Leave a rating, leave a review so others can find the show. Shout out to, let me read a couple of these, to people just like you, I'm telling you. Most recently, Samson Ryan 86. I know Ryan. Ryan actually sent me an email. Local dude here. Sam, I listen to your podcast every time I need a shot of motivation. Thank you for leading by example and putting everyday problems into perspective. Keep on keeping on. Have the best day ever. Let me tell you something, man. There's people just like you. You got to hard times? Welcome to the club. Got some adversity? Welcome to the club. Grow bigger than your problems. Don't go around saying, I don't understand. I don't get it. I don't know how to do it. You know how to do it. You just got to create a habit. Get in the habit of learning. Inside the word learn is earn. Get into the habit of learning and you'll create the winning habit of earning and be a blessing to somebody else when you get there. Is that so hard to do? Sam Crowley, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.